I have to think of the many businesses who, in the tourist season here in Donegal, and indeed especially in Annachone, that were left without water. So you're talking about your cafes and your restaurants, pubs, and B&B and hotel accommodation premises as well. And in many, many cases, over that summer period when there were tourists about, they unfortunately lost revenue because they either had to send people away or they had to cancel bookings before people arrived with them because they had no water, and indeed they had no idea when their water would be restored. So, naturally, following the discovery there were so many bursts and that the frequency of them is particularly high in Annachone, I had then asked what the plans were for 2026 and beyond in terms of investing in this water and wastewater infrastructure. And I have to say, I was dumbfounded to learn that Irish Water intend to replace 6 kilometres of a network of 5,000 kilometres of pipe in County Donegal. That's in the whole county for next year, and that is just mind-boggling.
And that's not positive for the business owners who've had to struggle the whole way through the pandemic and struggled through the latest tourist season with the water outages, and they're essentially being told you still have to struggle again.
Oh, absolutely. That seems to be the sentiment. I mean, kilometres, you would need 6 kilometres at the very least in every townland in Annachone, never mind in every MD. I mean, 6 kilometres is absolutely nothing, really, in terms of distance. When we're talking about pipes, some of them that are in use for 60 and 70 years and more. And it's just not good enough that we have to wait on those pipes to burst and then replace that bit, and then that causes the next weakest bit to burst in. That haphazard nature of repairing and replacing this infrastructure, it just isn't good enough and it's just not going to wash. So I'm continuously calling on Enniskerrin to increase the level of investment in the county, but particularly here in Annachone. And that's not me being parochial. It stands to reason that if Annachone is the area in the county most affected by water outages, that obviously our infrastructure is the poorest and therefore we need the most investment.